One of the key lessons I took from my psychology degree is the things you pick up in the first few years of your life, they stay with you forever. Place a mask on a cat with slits in it so it can only see horizontal lines for the first few months of its life. It will never be able to see vertical lines. Some people might say, that sounds cruel. But cats are pretty fucking arrogant, aren't they? You know, just swanning around on their own. Thinking they own the fucking place. How do they like it when some of that insouciant shit is thrown back at them? Just gonna swan around as you please and fuck off for a week and come back and... Well, good luck avoiding those vertical lines, motherfucker. Oh, you've hit a post. That's for shitting in the lounge, arsehole. Anyway. The point is, first few years of your life are critical. It's the number one thing you learn from psychology. Habit as a kid, I used to pick my lip. So my lip would get crusty and I'd pick bits off and I'd try to make it bleed. I remember at school saying to my friends in the first year, I've got a party trick, guys. Oh, what is it, Nathan? Is it juggling? Is it balloon modelling? No, it's picking my lip until it bleeds. Oh, what a fucking talent we have here. Move over, Haley Joel Osment. We have the next child star. That's what I did. I knew it was a bad habit. My mum always used to tell me so. She'd say, Nathan, stop picking your lip all the time. Nathan, stop picking your lip. Obviously, stop picking your lips. Fucking mental. What are you doing? And I used to say, I can't. I wish I could. Can't. You know, old habits. Old habits die hard, it's in me. I don't know why. I don't know why it's in me. I don't know why it's in me, Mom. She had kind of something on my mum's lip and, you know, a bit of soreness. And she said, oh, yeah, that's a cold sore. I was like, doesn't look like a cold sore. Just looks like a big chunk out of your lip. Anyway, cut a long story short. My mum picked her lip. She'd had a few years off, but she had finally admitted... She'd always done it, and she'd done it while I was a baby. And while I was subtle with my lip picking, just picking the top lip so no one could really see, she would just hack big chunks. Hack big chunks off the bottom lip. So for most of the time, she looked like she'd been boxing. And if I could have hit her, I would have done. She'd been having a go at me for years for something that was clearly her fault. And of course, now I'm a parent, I realise there's very little that your kids do that isn't your fault as a parent. You try and have a go at them, but you think, well, shit, they've picked that up from me. Get off your device, boy. I'm on my laptop all the time. Pick up your clothes, boy. I'm a messy fucker. You stink. I stink sometimes. Stop messing with your willy, etc. It's all in there. From the first few years of your life. Habits that whatever, I'm quite proud of my one habit. I do it sometimes, but no one sees it. No one sees it, just the top lip. Bit of comfort, isn't it? You know, peeling off the dry skin, it's... And also over time, it's like a lip peel, isn't it? It's like, that's the thing, isn't it? The lip peel, it makes your lips fuller, which is sexier, isn't it? How lucky that my habit makes me even sexier. Which is more than you can say for all the other habits. All other habits are fucking horrible, aren't they? My stepdad used to hum and fucking whistle. I hated him for that. Dreams are sold as a lifetime guarantee. With the best of intentions, I can lie, put my heart upon my sleeve. Fucking hated him for that. Humming. Just a hum and fucking whistle. Hated him. But now I realise I hate his parents, really. You know? Because they're the ones. They're the ones that would have caused this. They're the ones that would have created this monster. I don't know if it's something I do to people, but most people I've ever been out with have bitten their nails or picked bits off their nails. Fucking drives me around the bend. Picky, pick, pick, pick. All night. Picky, pick, pick, pick. Sucky, sucky, pick, pick, pick. Fuck! You know, I regret some of my relationships ending. But what I don't regret is losing the sound of them picking and sucking their own fingers. Thank fuck you've gone from my life. I hate you. But now I realise I don't hate you. I don't hate you. I hate your parents. I hate your parents for showing you the way. I realise now no one would ever pick bits off themselves if they hadn't been taught it as babies. It's fucking... It'd be ludicrous. And then, when you realise this, it's not just the little habits, it's virtually everything. It's everything we do. Everything we are, we pick up from our parents or whoever brings us up in the first few years of our lives. I talk to some parents and they say, well, he's like this, but he's only 8, we'll snap him out of it. I'm like, no, you won't. It's too fucking late, mate. You put too many masks on him when he was a kid. Yeah, when he was a kid, he always used to wear Marvel character masks. Yeah, and now he's got no peripheral vision, you freak. What's done is done. I see 7-year-olds now and I see the adults they will become. That shit is locked in. Dreams are sold as a lifetime guarantee. With the best of intentions. So what I'm saying is, in short, however bad someone is, however bad their habits are, you can often, if not always, forgive them. It's not their fault. It's the fault of their upbringing, their environment, their stupid fucking parents. Yes, there are some awful people in the world. Yes, there are some awful people that do awful things. But forgiveness is a very powerful thing. A very useful thing. And when you appreciate that we're all basically the product of the first few years of our lives, then forgiveness becomes easier, right? Forgiveness becomes easier. Apart from humming. Just stop that. So Stop fucking humming. Stop it. And hacking up. Don't do that. Stop doing that. Stop farting. You can control that. You're disgusting. Eating your own earwax. Fucking check yourself into a mental hospital. Stop cracking your fingers. Clicking your teeth. Stop picking your feet. Stop fucking tapping. Don't you dare tap near me. Fuck. Fuck. I thought I loved you. I thought I loved you. And you're a fucking tapper. Fuck. I hate everyone. Maybe I should just be by myself. Maybe that's why I hate cats so much. Because I'm jealous. I just want to be them. I just want to be alone. And I'd have to be it if I was a cat. All my friends would literally lick their own arseholes. Yeah, I know I do it too, but I do it subtly. Would habits die?
Beautiful Rag and Bone Man. Lots of love to you all.